The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Welcome to today's episode of Treat the Cause. I'm pretty excited about today's episode. I get to talk about probably my favorite topic, my favorite area to work on the human body, which is the feet. It might sound a little strange coming from a chiropractor, but I think as we go along in today's episode, you're going to find that the feet are quite possibly linked to most health problems as far as pain goes in the human body. And so let's dig in and we'll discuss our amazingly complex and marvelously designed feet. The feet, actually each foot has 26 different bones in it, and there are three arches in the human foot. Yeah, you heard that right, not just one arch, but three arches. There's one called the medial longitudinal arch on the inner side of the foot, one up towards the ball of the foot area called the anterior transverse arch, and one on kind of the outer side of the foot on the bottom called the lateral longitudinal arch. And these three arches form what are called the plantar vault. They basically are there a structural element in the body that provides strength and stability and balance. And so if there's any compromise in any of the three arches, that's a problem. Well, you know, interestingly, we are not born with arches. They develop as we grow, and usually by about age 7 is kind of the cutoff. In a child age 7, That's the arch height they're basically going to get by that age. So if a child by age 7 hasn't developed good arches, they simply are not going to. And that's really the age that I start looking at my patients' feet more closely for when they come in with other problems, possibly above the feet or even in the feet themselves. But so age 7 seems to be about the critical age to really start looking for foot potential problems. Interestingly, so our arches develop by age 7, and then from there what seems to happen is about 80% of adults in the United States, by the time they reach age 40, will have developed some degree of loss of arch height. In other words, things start going the other way. Once that happens, that can start to create a chain reaction in the human body. So with the feet being the foundation of the body, I like to equate it to a building structure. So you get to be 40 years old and your arches start to collapse some. Just like on a building structure, if the foundation starts to crumble or weaken, well, what happens to the structures above? Well, they suffer as well. And so we get people that come into us all the time with, you know, ankle pain, shin pain in athletes, knee pain, hip pain, low back pain, neck pain, TMJ or jaw pain. And I'm not sitting here telling you as I do this show today that all of those pain conditions are all the time caused by the feet. However, Almost every one of them can at times be caused by foot imbalances, or at least foot imbalances can be a contributing factor as to why the problem developed. You might seem strange for me to talk about neck and jaw when it comes to the feet. It seems so far removed from the feet, but research shows that if you have collapse in the arches of the feet, the body has to compensate all the way up. And what it does in people, it causes them to have what they call forward head carriage. In other words, their head is a little bit forward of their shoulders, which puts strain on the neck and the jaw. It's a postural problem. And that is a compensation many times for the lack of arch height or integrity at the feet. So people that have headaches that come from their neck and their posture is not very good, tension headaches in the back of the head, for instance, might seem strange, but the feet can be a contributor to that. When that neck juts forward, or they get that forward head carriage, that puts a lot of strain on the jaw and can be a contributor to TMJ. Also, your arches, the three arches, are shock absorbers. So if you have good arches, you're walking, you're running, you're jumping, you're going about your daily activities, they absorb shock well. But what if those arches have collapsed and they don't absorb shock as well? Well, where does that go when you're standing or walking or running? Well, it transmits all the way up into your body, all the way up into your spine, all the way up into your neck and head. So repetitive strain of poor shock absorption over time can lead to problems well above the feet. One of the most common condition that chiropractors treat in the world today is low back pain. And for a good reason, chiropractic is an excellent option for treating that. They did a research study 3 years ago, it was published. And what they did in the study is they analyzed every patient's feet. They all had chronic low back pain, meaning they'd had continual daily back condition for at least 6 months or greater. And they did digital foot scans of the study participants' feet. And what they did in the study is they had three groups. They were divided up into group number one was basically the placebo group, or the no treatment group. They just kind of monitored them over a period of about 12 weeks. Group number two did foot levelers, custom-made orthotics, which I'll talk about a little more later. And group number three did foot levelers, custom orthotics, and chiropractic adjustments. Well, as to be expected, the group that received no treatment, they really didn't change a whole lot. They didn't see any significant change in their chronic pain in any meaningful way. Group number two, the foot levelers group, saw a 35% reduction of their chronic back pain and about a 19% improvement in function. Group number three, the foot leveler and chiropractic group, saw over a 40% reduction of their chronic low back pain and a 30% improvement of their physical function. In other words, they could do things better. They could bend and lift and twist and go about their daily activities with less restriction. And in other words, they could just simply function better. So low back pain, tremendous link to the function of the feet. And that study very clearly proved it, that at a minimum, 35% of the improvement of the chronic back condition was related to properly supporting the arches. How many people out there live with chronic low back pain every day of their lives? It's millions of Americans, and it's hundreds and hundreds of people, thousands of people probably, just in the area that this radio broadcasts to. And so if you've never had your feet looked at, that's an overlooked thing. Of course, in athletes, they run and jump a lot. They get a common condition called shin splints. It's related to poor shock absorption because of faulty arches. And so they get this terrible shin pain, but it's related to their feet. And so I could go on and on with the hips and the knees. All of our patients that have hip and knee problems, we always look at their feet. In fact, looking at the feet is just a standard part of our new patient exam. So we'll talk about this a little bit more. If you want to ask us a question, our phone number is 507-752-7650. Our website is redrockchiro.com. And our email address is redrockchiro@centrytel.net. If you go to our website, redrockchiro.com, you will find several different tabs, things for laser, decompression, neuropathy, knee, functional medicine, a lot of our different niches and specialties, and of course some general information on some of the chiropractic work we do as well. Also on our website at redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab that will take you to past episodes of Treat the Cause. We got a whole bunch of episodes on there by now, and you're sure to find an episode on a condition that may interest you. So take a look at that. Let's move on now. So we talked about, as a part of our new patient exam, we always look at the feet. Well, the main tool that we use for doing that is called a 3D body view foot scan. It's made by a company called Foot Levelers, and it's a very high-tech, sophisticated instrument. What we do is we have all our patients stand on this scanner, and what it does is it takes simultaneous digital foot scans of each foot, and that tells us a lot of things. Number one, we want to do these scans when a person is standing, and because that gives us an idea of how the person is bearing weight from side to side. So when our scanner does these scans, it goes into a computer, and these scans or these images, these digital images, will show up, and then it'll print out different numbers that'll show how a person bears weight from side to side. And it also looks at the arch height, and it does a comparison between the 2 feet. So we're looking with these digital foot scans, is there an imbalance in this person's body? In other words, are they bearing more weight on the right side or the left side? That signifies an imbalance. Is the arch height in 1 foot higher than the other? Well, what does that create? It creates an imbalance. We can look very closely at all three arches of the foot and then compare it to what a normal foot scan should look like. And the other neat thing about the technology that is available with these digital foot scans is, based upon what the computer images show and the imbalances that show up, it also gives a printout of what that can do to the alignment of the structures above. So it'll show the stress points that may develop on certain areas of the knee or the hip or the low back or even up to the neck, based upon what we're seeing in that individual person's foot scan and their printout. So the technology is really phenomenal, and we can use this technology to show, oh, this patient, you have hip pain, but look at your feet, they're imbalanced. You bear more weight on the right side, and you're dropping your pelvis low on one side, and it's putting more strain on this hip than the other hip. And so it's very educational for the patient, because it shows a direct contributor from the feet, or, you know, maybe even that is the total underlying cause. And From a clinical point of view, I find that most doctors, when they have people coming to them for pain, they're tunnel visioned. In other words, what do I mean by that is, oh, you go to your doctor and say, "Doc, my low back hurts." Well, what do? They look at your low back. They'll maybe feel the muscles or check some of the movements or range of motion or maybe take an x-ray or something. And that's all good. That all should be done. But they never look anywhere outside of the low back. It's no different when you go to, say, an orthopedist because you have a knee problem. Well, they look at the knee. They don't look at the feet. You have a neck problem. Same story. Most doctors only focus on, it hurts right here, I'm going to examine here. But you know what? The whole body is a functional unit. It all works together. So, and the feet are the foundation of that functional unit. And that many times is where the weak link in the chain is at. So in our clinic, we use a special kind of custom-made orthotic. It's called a foot levelers, custom-made, individually designed orthotics. So these are true custom orthotics. I always get a kick out of the commercials you see on TV where they say, go stand on this particular scanner and get a readout and go and then get your custom orthotics. Well, I got news for you folks. You can't pull a custom orthotic off of a shelf. You can't go to a store and get custom orthotics. A custom orthotic is individually made one at a time from unique foot scans of your feet or an impression that's made of the feet from a foam cast. That's kind of older technology, but it's still used today. So you can't pull a custom orthotic off of a shelf. So that is, to say it bluntly, false advertising. Okay? Foot Levelers are the only orthotic company in the world that builds an orthotic to support all three arches of the feet. All other orthotic companies over the counter and even ones you get from a podiatrist at best only support two out of the three arches, and most of the time they only support one. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that they're of no value and that they never help foot pain or things like that. But there's a difference between treating somebody for foot pain and trying to balance and align the whole body above. I find that orthotics from a podiatrist do help people with foot pain, but what happens is they mess up their knees, hips, and low back. And over time, they make problems worse. Because when you only support one or two arches of the feet and not all three, you create an imbalance. You create an imbalance. And the body above, the structures above, have to compensate for that. So it's critically important to have an orthotic that supports all three arches of the feet. Well, how do they do this? So what we do is we take these digital foot scans, we send it into the Foot Levelers Laboratory out in Roanoke, Virginia, and their technicians there then take these computerized images and they do 16 precise measurements of each foot. And then they use those measurements to then build a pair of custom-made Foot Levelers orthotics that are specifically designed for each foot. And they're not just designed just for the feet, they're designed with the whole body in mind to create a symmetrical, balanced, well-aligned foundation. And when that's done, when the feet are balanced, aligned, and symmetrical, what do you think that does to the structures above? Well, it helps to balance and align those two. And that's the secret sauce. That's why Foot Levelers orthotics can help with so many conditions: knee pain, hip pain, low back pain, neck pain, jaw issues, because we're getting that foundational issue addressed properly. And that is, like I said before, that's so overlooked in the treatment of musculoskeletal pain. And 95% of my practice is I treat people with musculoskeletal pain. They're coming to me because they say, "Doc, something hurts." And to me, if the feet are not being looked at, something big is being missed. That's just not a minor oversight. That's a big oversight. And unfortunately, most musculoskeletal-minded doctors, including a lot of chiropractors out there, they never look at the feet. And they're missing the root cause of a lot of problems. So, well, certainly getting people into custom-made foot levelers is a big thing that we do. We don't do it on every patient, but if they have a condition that we feel is linked to their feet, we make a recommendation for them to get it after we've done a scan of their feet. And a large percentage of our patients do end up getting those. Wearing orthotics alone is not going to solve all pain conditions, but it is a piece of the solution. So then, say somebody comes in for knee pain or hip pain or low back pain, well then, let's get the feet addressed, and then we can add in our specialized treatments. Things like deep tissue robotic laser therapy, which reduces pain, reduces inflammation, stimulates healing. Anybody that has chronic joint pain, laser therapy is a game changer for those. Been doing that for over 5 years in clinical practice, and we see 85% success rate in treating some of the toughest joint pain conditions going out there. We have very specialized treatments that we can do for knees. We have a special machine called a Neon Track, which does very specific traction to the knee joint and opens up these stiff, arthritic, degenerated knees. We do spinal decompression therapy, which in my opinion is the best non-surgical treatment option to treat chronic neck and back pain. And so we have a lot of different treatment options. We specialize in our clinic in treating people in chronic pain. But what we also, as this show talks about, take some degree of pride in is helping people find the root cause of their problems. That's why we have this sophisticated digital foot scanner, to look at the feet, to look at the balance, to look at the alignment of the body, starting from the foundation up. And that can make all the difference in the world between getting no relief, or a little bit of relief, or a lot of relief. Just that one thing alone. So when you look at our website at redrockchiro.com, if you have a specific condition, say a back condition, look at the decompression tab. If you have knee pain, look at the knee pain tab. If you have chronic joint pain in your hip or in your feet, plantar fasciitis, or if you have chronic shoulder, elbow, or wrist pain, look under the laser tab. You're going to find the information you want to read about some of these unique treatment options. And, you know, foot levelers in my opinion, is a marriage with chiropractic. Foot levelers and chiropractic go hand in hand, because here's what I see just with my straight up chiropractic patients. Those people that come in just for chiropractic adjustments, when I adjust them, almost all of them, not all, but almost all of them get some kind of relief. But when I put them in foot levelers, they say things like, "You know, Doc, since you got me them foot levelers, I don't have to come see you as often." Or, "Boy, the adjustments seem like they hold longer." And so versus the person who, "Yeah, Doc, I know you showed me that foot scan. I know I got some foot problems, but I don't want to do those foot levelers right now." Well, we adjust them and they get relief, but guess what? The problem comes back a little more sooner than probably they would like it and I would like it. And many times they got to end up seeing me more to get that relief. So I just really urge people, just get the feet addressed. It's that foundational issue that needs to be corrected. And if you do that, it's helped so many other things above that. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to me today. I hope this made sense to you, the connection of the feet to the rest of the body. On our next episode, we're going to talk about specific foot conditions that we treat. We're going to talk quite a bit about plantar fasciitis, which is the most common painful foot condition that we see in clinical practice, and some others. And we're going to talk about some of our protocols that we use to treat people with foot pain. Besides the spine, the next most common area I treat people with pain is the feet. And we have a lot to offer. So our next episode will be on the 27th of March on KLGR here. Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Treat the Cause.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.